how this song that was just sang, Lord, you're on display. Lord, how you bring us in. And in Christ, we are all together lovely. Oh, God, the harmony that you bring. God, the beauty as we're in that oneness, all from the head, our precious Savior. There is nothing more stunning. There is nothing more beautiful. And thank you, Father, there's nothing more pleasing to you. And we give you all the glory and all the praise and someday face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I thank him for that song. Praise God. What a precious encouragement. We're going to Luke chapter 2 this morning. Luke chapter 2, our precious Savior Jesus is in this second chapter. We go from his birth to mentioning him at 12 years old to growing on up and ready to minister some 30 years later, praise God. Now, in the 52nd verse, here's what it tells about our Lord. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now think about that. Let's read it again. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Jesus increased. That means Jesus grew. Jesus grew in wisdom. That means knowledge. Jesus grew in stature. That means maturity and fullness. And Jesus grew up, praise God, in favor, which is grace and reward. You can put all that together as Jesus grew up in the knowledge of the fullness of his reward with God. Jesus. Now, that verse sometimes surprises a lot of Christians. And that they hear that and say, well, you mean Jesus grew up as a man? And comes after that as well, I thought Jesus was perfect. I thought Jesus was always God. And yeah, Jesus was always perfect and is. Jesus was always God and is. But see, we have a God that is so amazing beyond in love and in compassion. And just the brilliance of love that is in and revealed in the plan of God. That, you know, he did not just leave it to us to figure it out. The Word of God says that he was made one of us. He was made one of us. And it says that he took upon him the form of man. And I thank God. And here we read that he grew up. And he grew up in that fullness and measure and stature of his calling. As we read here, he grew up in the fullness of his reward. He grew up in the fullness of a full-grown man that would be ready to receive even a wife. Aren't you thankful that Jesus Christ, as beautiful as that birth was and is, that he did not just remain a baby? I don't know if I'm going to get through this one. See, he did it all for us. And he did it all for us to abound in hope. And I'll tell you what, I need to abound in hope. Because he's so immense in his love and his beauty, his faithfulness, his word that has spoken to me. That I can remember 50 years plus. And he never stopped. He's never failed. And yet here I come to this and I see, Lord, I get more abounding hope that you know what? That we can grow up too. That we can grow up in that fullness of our reward with God. And it wasn't that he just told us, brothers and sisters, but he showed us here. And what he's showing us is he's showing us the power of his might. He's showing us the power of his life in us. That truly, as he said, through me you can do all things. Through my strength you can do all things. That by speaking truth in love, my word, we can grow up into him in all things. And be fully like him. And be readied. And be mature. And by the grace of God come into the fullness of my reward. And be to that measure and stature and fullness, praise God, that I will be a readied spouse. To rule and reign and to be glorified together with the husband. Oh, praise his wonderful name. He didn't just tell me. He lived it for me. Now, he did it for all of us. And this is our beautiful Jesus, that he lived as one of us. And here we read and we know that he grew into that fullness of ready to be offered. Ready to be offered. All these things had to come to pass. There was all of this truth that needed to be made manifest in his life. Is that not the same with yours? All this wondrous truth, this incredible word of his grace that he died for, that he was raised for, ascended to the right hand, sent the Holy Ghost. That we that live at this time could be led into all truth, to really understand this life of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Not just the life of us to look upon glory, but the glory that shall be revealed in us. The glory of God that will descend from heaven. She has the glory of God. She's grown up into that wonderful life of Christ in her, the hope of glory. Praise be to God, she took him at his word. I know you called me. I know you chose me. And by the grace of God, I'll go. Now, brothers and sisters, we too can have this same fullness. By the grace of God, I don't need to live a life of doubt. I can be confident in his grace that I too will be ready to be offered. And it's because of the very same life of Jesus that lives in me. And by the grace of God, with complete confidence in the Father's will. See, that life that lives in us, by the grace of God, it wasn't just a partial life. It wasn't just a like life. It's the very same life. It's the life of the Son of God. And matter of fact, it's the faith of the Son of God who lives in me, who lives in every Christian. I'm going to ask you something. How immense is the faith of the Son of God? How much did Jesus trust his Father? Did he doubt him at all? Did he waver to think, well, Father, did you really mean that? But you can say, but he was Jesus. Yeah, he is Jesus. And I thank the Lord that that is where my confidence is in, solely in. It's not in Jesse. It's not in because I had a good upbringing or I was around a lot of wonderful people. It's because of the life of Christ that lives in me. It's because he gave me that very life to grow up. The very faith of the Son of God that empowered him, that he lived. Strengthened in, praise God, because, yes, you could say, but he was very God, a very God, yes. But he became man. And in that life, praise God, he showed us, honey, you can do all things through me, because I'll strengthen you. Now, brothers and sisters, I thank God we started off today. God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. I want to put you right back there again with the life of Christ. Was he not always crying out, Abba, Father? Do you understand? It has to be that life that cries out, Abba, Father. You can't cry out to God without the life of his Son. You can't. See, that's what salvation does. That's what asking Christ Jesus into your heart does. His life comes into us. I am crucified with Christ, yet nevertheless I live. Yes, but it's not me that lives anymore. This life that I live in the flesh, it's Christ that lives in me. It's Christ that lives in me. I was crucified at that time. His life came to live in me. It ain't coming back. I'm born again. It's the seed that remaineth. This flesh sometimes confuses us. This flesh is a wild thing. But I'll tell you what, there's one permanent thing, and that's the life of Christ in the sons of God. And he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's faithful to the end. David said, though I make my bed in hell. And he knew at times he had made his bed in hell. But every time he even moved a bit, he could feel the very comfort of the hands of God on him. Whispering in his ear, honey, I'm with you. I'm with you. I love you. It's not where we are. It's I'm here with you. It don't matter if I'm in the well's belly. It doesn't matter if I'm in the fiery furnace. It doesn't matter if I'm in the lion's den. He's there. He's always there. I can't get away from him. How could I get away from someone that I'm in his hands? And it says, you're never going to get out of my hands. And then my hands in the Father's hands. And no man shall pluck them out of my hand. You're his. That blood, it purchased you. It purchased you in such a loving way. As he tried to tell those disciples, oh honeys, you're not my servants, I call you friends. And then I'm going to tell you my sweet dad, he's even going to, in his plan, I'm going to get more for us. I'm going to go get more. See, the Holy Spirit, he's been with you and he shall be in you. And I'm going to go get more. Because see, I know all this because, yep, I am that I am. But I want to bring you into that knowledge with me. I don't want you a little child. I like little children. They're awesome. Don't prevent them from coming to me, he said, and all that. But he said, the whole purpose is I want my equal. I do. Equal with him in glory. That's glorified together. You better get into the word of God and get out of your self-righteousness. I did not marry my wife for her to come down and bow down at my feet. Follow back behind me at 10 paces. If you ever find how we proceed, she walks before me. The door is opened and she's always before me. By the grace of God, he has a wife. And she is all glorious to him. Now, brothers and sisters, Christ chose the Apostle Paul to prove this beautiful life that cries out to the Father with that Spirit of Christ, confident completely, grown in the full knowledge of that truth. By sending the Holy Ghost, we now have that revelation of all truth. By giving us, praise God, yes, the chosen vessel unto him, the Apostle Paul. And we do not worship the chief of sinner in any way, shape, or form. We're just thankful to God that if a wretch like Paul could have it, I can too. All right. So get over that. That would just be the enemy trying to put something in your head. I'd rather put the word of God in my heart and have the mind of Christ being everything in my head. And that is the word of his grace. And I thank God that we know that, as Jesus said, he said, honey, you're a chosen vessel unto me. I know that Paul was just so enamored, so amazingly wondered by that road to Damascus, and Jesus appeared to him. And I'm confident of all the things that flooded in his heart, all the guilt and remorse, killing his vessels that were giving the word of God, incensed with self-righteousness that was so putrid to God. As following the law, as we read last week, there wasn't anybody who kept the law. I should say followed the law as he did. And he could have been just wasted away in that guilt. But yet, love struck. Love struck the plan. See, he listened to Jesus. Tell him, no. No, you're mine, Paul. You're mine. I'm going to change your name. Not only am I going to live in you, son, you're so mine. The beauty of the mercy that I'm going to bestow upon you is going to be my masterpiece. I'm going to take the most wicked and I'm going to set and exalt him to the highest glory to be my wife. And here is the guy that he chose. He chose this guy to prove it. He chose this guy to reveal that Christ's life in him would fully grow up in the chiefest sinner. Says it so many times in Paul's epistles, but I believe maybe one of the most clear moments is in Ephesians 4. Verse 13, Paul says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of what? The knowledge of the Son of God. See, this is just sounding like we began today. And Jesus increased in what? In wisdom. It was the first thing that he increased in. Amen. You're never going to go anywhere in the things of God and grow up in the Lord without the Word of God, without knowing him. You can sing till you're blue in the face. You can go on a jillion missions. You could build houses for 100,000 folks. And you'll never know him. You'll never know him. You can sure feel good about what you did. I want to bow down at his feet. I want to weep and worship to what he has finished for me. I want that best part. I want that better part. The masses are going to go on and on with that. That's why it says the innumerable multitude in heaven will have a palm. But those that are found there first, those four living ones, the company, praise God, of the bride, they have a crown. And that bride's crown, by the way, the four living ones, it don't come off. Now, here we go. Verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. So isn't that interesting? See, it was the knowledge that grows up to the complete man. And how complete is this? Just fullness? A wonderful Christian? No, there's an exact mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Unto that complete and perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. It wasn't just growing up, wow, that's a mighty Christian, oh my. It's growing up into the measure and the stature and the fullness of Christ. Just as Jesus, praise God, as we started today, he grew up in the knowledge of the fullness of the reward of God. Think of how he's rewarded us, sons. We weren't born servants. Matter of fact, he doesn't want us to just know servant in our minds. But if we choose that, even though, as the Word of God says, that you're a Lord of all, you are born to rule and reign, to grow up fully. But if you choose to not, if you reject this and say, no, that's not for me. Well, it was. You just denied it. You denied it. I want that for him. I want that for us. I take that love. I want to love him back with that love. And the way I can is to grow up in the knowledge of what he wants for us. Not just me, but what he wants for me with him and him with me. That we grow up unto that measure of the stature and of the fullness of Christ completely. That we henceforth, from now on, no more children. That's what that means. Come on, you've got this calling. Stop messing around. Stop it. We're brethren. This is the family of God. This is our dad. That's your heritage. There isn't any other heritage. Your citizenship is in him. Your family, your blood is of the Lamb. That we now quit like children. And how are children acting? They're tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. There's a jillion things that will deceive you. You can get carried away in anything. The devil's got things that look real bad and the devil's got things that look real good. But as we've heard in this church for decades, it doesn't matter if you waste your life in a boardroom as the president or wasted your life in the gutter with a bottle or a needle. The result was just the same. You wasted it and you missed it. And here we are. That's what I say. I just am so thankful. God sent the spirit of his son in us. I cry out with the spirit of his son, the life of Christ in me. Dad! Dad! I love you, Dad. I so love you, what you've done for me, what you provided. Everything that you have done for me. I had a dad that he's in heaven now. And oh, I'm so thankful for my pop. Golly, I couldn't even tell you. So much of what the man that I've grown into is because of my dad. To love him and to honor him. But oh my, this is the dad that gave his only begotten son. Oh, and in that beautiful plan of love, he said, oh honey, if you'll take him, I'm going to send you the very life of him so I can love you like I love him. There ain't going to be any separation. There's not going to be any difference. I embrace you because you have that life, the only one life that I can embrace and love and cherish and desire and favor. And I talk with and I sing with and I sing about you and you sing about me. I love being delirious in Christ. And I'll tell you what, you got no better place to go, so knock it off. Now. But here we go. Here's how you grow up into that measure, fullness and stature, verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him. See, it's back into him. It's always about him, isn't it? This is the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. This isn't something that's you shouldn't say. I've heard people try to twist that. Well, that means unto him. No, it means into him. You're in Christ. Knock it off. Really, knock it off. Stop that. You're changing things to make them sound right to you. Read the word of God and let it live in you. Let it change you from glory to glory. And really understand this and rise up as the mature sons of God that you are. And thank him for the life that lives in you. And yes, it's all because of the only begotten. It's because of the blood of a lamb. I am what I am by the grace of God. But I'll tell you what, that grace is so immense that if I'll believe him, I'll be like him. That's what he says. Why not take him at all his word? See, it's all right here. It's all right here. Speaking truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Once again, all him. All him. All him. Grow up fully, completely, a mature son, full of knowledge of Christ in you, the hope of glory. That we would rule and reign together with him, with Christ. Hallelujah. As Lord of all. And I thank the Lord. I'm seeing so much wonder in why Christ came as a babe. For me. For Jesse. To understand about that life. That this God that loved me so much. Honey, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you that you can do all things through me. Not in your effort, not in your trying, not in your accountability. No, 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 no. All in my life. My life in you. Not what my flesh feels today, because it's going to feel different tomorrow. But one thing that doesn't change is Christ. Amen. His life is always the same. It cries out every moment of the day. And I love that life of Jesus in me. I thank God for Jesus in me. Because it cries out all the time and more all the time. Dad, Father, oh, I honor, adore you that you gave to me, Jesus. I'll hurry, maybe. The same life that lived that we call Jesus, the same life that lived that we call Jesus is in us. To live by faith, to grow up the same way. And we can be confident and completely confident in the word of God. Jesus was confident not in himself. He was confident in the Father's will. He said it over and over. He said, my Father, you guys think you're coming against me? Now let me remind you again. My Father sent 10,000 angels here in just a moment. If you really want this to just, but we're not going to do that. I just want you to understand that. You have no power. I think I see these people that think that they have power and they walk around. Do you know pride is an abomination to God? Boy, do we got pride going on. My, oh my. The Father's perfect will, the Father's perfect will. Matter of fact, all his perfect and complete will is for you. Think of that. It's for me, just like it was for Jesus. There's no difference. He's for us that much. How could a God that tells you that he's not a respecter of person love one son more than another? He can't. He can't. It's one in Christ. It's that life. Come on, be encouraged here. You don't need to feel bad, just feel glad. Just feel good. See, the Father loves us and favors us just the same. I love how Isaiah said it, doubtless thou art our Father. Have you gotten to doubtless that he's your Father? Amen. Have you gotten to that? I pray you have. If not, well, listen to this again. So I believe that we can conclude today that we can really trust in the Father's love for us. That just as Jesus, praise be to God, he will direct and lead everything. He will guide us. We thank God that he makes the way. He makes the way, not me. I was expressing to my son, he's brought you out to fish. He's put the fish there. He's given you the net, cast it out. Brother Hill used to say, got this, all this thing wired up, got electricity here, and man, we're still standing here in the dark. Oh my, why? What do we do? What do we do? How about flip the switch on? Bing. You know it's there. By the grace of God, I know you know it's there. Lord, help my unbelief. Amen. So quit stopping that. But what I'm just the emphasis of this is, Lord, the life of your son calls out to you. That's the life I have. You understand that? I don't want to put it back on me. I want to be confident in him who's always readied, who's always, praise God, obedient. He couldn't be anything but obedient. I got his life. I can call out to him. Come on, come on. So we can completely trust him. And we can completely trust that his path has my before ordained good works to walk in. He's designed it for me. Before he set a star in heaven, the faith of the Son of God that lives in me, praise God, he will perform it. The same faith that led Jesus to the cross and raised him to glory. The same faith that led Jesus to the cross and raised him to glory is the same faith we possess because he's given it to us. Oh, praise the Lord. He's given us his faith. He's given us his love. He's given us his desire. You may not feel that at times, but it's there because he gave you his life. What other life could rule and reign with him? What other life could be glorified together with him? You feed that life, the only life you have in Christ. You feed that life this. It'll grow up. It'll grow in that knowledge. It'll grow in that stature. It'll grow in that wisdom. You won't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. You won't want to hear that stuff no more. You won't want to be caught up into this, the earthly things. Some evidently bad. Some look good. Some might even be complimented by people. I want to be complimented by God. I know that man's ways aren't God's ways. I know that his thoughts aren't man's thought. His choice is never man's choice. And praise be to God, he as man showed us. It's love. It's love that grows this up in us. It's love that grows up in that faith in the knowledge of the fullness of reward. If you love the Lord, and if you love the Father, you'll want to please him. You'll want to please him. And I'll tell you one thing as a dad that I can tell you truly. You just want your kids to grow up in the fullness of what they could be. That's it. There isn't anything else. Now, Jesus in his fullness. I'll speak of these final words and we'll wrap it up. His final words. The purpose of his living for us. Teleo. It is finished. That was the purpose of it. Praise God. The fullness of it. Can you imagine that? Teleo. It is fulfilled. It is fulfilled. Hallelujah. It's fulfilled in me, the very purpose of the Father. And here, praise God, Christ in the Apostle Paul, do you know he uttered those same words? The same word. As he finished his life in the fullness of God. We'll close with 1 Timothy chapter 4. And in verse 6, the Apostle Paul says, and it's interesting, you'll never read of another life that uttered this, but the one who is the chosen vessel unto him, to bring forth the mystery of Christ in the church. He says in the 6th verse, Paul says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Very personal. I have fought a good fight. Here it is. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. That word finished there, honeys, teleo, it's the same word. And I'll tell you, I'm thankful Paul reminded us that it wasn't just for him. Praise be to God. It's for us too. If you really fall in love with his appearing. And I tell you what, in that verse that we started in today, I see more of an appearing of the Lord than I've ever seen. I see Christ in me, the hope of glory, in a new height and depth that I've never seen. That he lived that life and grew up in the knowledge of the fullness of the reward with God. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. By the grace of God, that we truly would grow up into the fullness of our reward with God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Just so grateful for your love to us. And we do cry out because of the life of your Son in us, Abba Father. How we're graced and honored, the reverence that we bring to you for your love, the truth, the mercy. Lord, that you'd give us the life and the only life that could grow up into the knowledge of this. Lord, thank you for every life that's heard this today. And Lord, may it just quicken us, inspire us to live if we're not living that alive and remaining, abundantly alive and loving your appearing, not consumed with things that cause us to be children, but to stand as the mature sons of God that you have intended and you gave your Son for us to be. And we give you all the praise today and all the glory now and forever. And may it be today, face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.